when you hear the expression business bee, you kind of wonder, what's, a business bee? Well, it's just like what it sounds like when you think about it. It's sort of like a spelling bee. In this case, it's a Jeopardy-style competition, from what I understand, where students who have been part of the entrepreneurial training program at Hope for Tomorrow are going to get a chance to talk about what they've learned. This will be youth in grades 5 through 10 is part of this Jeopardy-style competition. It's going to be held at the Sheridan Senior Center on November 16th between 6 and 9 o'clock. We have a couple students representing the program. We'll get to them in a moment, but I just want to ask LaWarren and Megan, who are also here, to confirm that I've explained this all correctly and to give us a sense of how overall the program works. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you explained it right. The Business Bee is a great thing for the kids because they're just showing their potential and learning and what they're actually grasping in the course and of the out-of-school program. And just going over, like you said, a Jeopardy-style competition.
And what got you involved in doing this?
Honestly, I went to the Business Bee last year, and I seen the kids and just seen how and just on it they were. They were very educated. They were very professional. They were very just intrigued and wanted to learn more. And just walking around, talking to some of the kids and just seeing their businesses and seeing how they conducted themselves while being in the program. It just honestly blew my mind and blew me away. So I want to do anything I can to help.
That's great. And LaWarren Rush is the voice you just heard. Do you have a business yourself?
Yes, I'm a real estate agent with Keller Williams Realty.
Okay, so it talk about an entrepreneurial spirit. A real estate agent is pretty much his or her own person, right?
Yes.
And you end up deriving what you put in. So that's a neat opportunity to have you mentoring students. And
yes.
Your colleague, it's Megan Pizzone.
It is, yes.
And tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got involved.
Sure. So I had experience working with some of the youth in Sheridan through the Carnegie Library Reading Buddies program. So I actually worked with some of the other youth who are involved in Hope for Tomorrow. And when I found out about the program and all of the work that Keisha Gomez puts into educating and working with the youth of the West End, I just felt motivated to start getting involved and helping out. So I've been working with Hope for Tomorrow since last year. Similar to LaWarren, I work in a sales capacity, so it's really fun for me to see, you know, youth doing things that I try to take to work with me every day. And, you know, it's been a great opportunity to get to know some of these kids and get to see what kind of businesses they build and all the experiences that they gain through the school year working in the program.
It's interesting. When I was growing up, I really don't think anybody ever told us anything about operating a business. You're shaking your head, right? About operating a business, about sales, about being an entrepreneur. In fact, in my high school, that was not even, and even in college, that was not really thought of as the kind of job you might want. And it was about 5 years maybe out of college when I realized I'm working very hard. I like to work hard, and I like to be very productive. And then I thought about it, and I said, a sales job is, you get rewarded if you're in business for that kind of hard work. So it really is appropriate for different types of personalities and people, not necessarily for everybody. And there's two examples here of people who I think have really taken to it. Amacha, let's talk to you first. Can you, first of all, just introduce yourself, how old you are, where you go to school, and if you have any shout-outs, this is a perfect time to do that.
Hello, my name is Amacha Hall, and I am 15 years old. I go to Kappa 6 through 12 in the 10th grade, and I have shout-outs to my mom for being an inspiration to me, helping me with my schoolwork and giving me motivation to finish. I have a shout out towards Miss Keisha, the business owner and the starter of Hope for Tomorrow, because if it wasn't for her, then I wouldn't be here today.
You're very well-spoken, and that's one of the things you learned as an entrepreneur. Can you tell me about your business?
My business is a hair care product for people with more so 3A through 4C hair textures, and I basically make oils and moisturizers, hair scrubs, and deep conditioners for people's hair to help revitalize their hair and basically make them feel comfortable with their own hair.
What a great idea. Can you explain what the textures mean? Is that thickness of hair or what do those terms mean?
The terms, they're basically grades of hair. 3A through 4C is basically whenever hair starts to get thicker and curlier. 3A is kind of like loose curls. 3B is like medium type curls. 3C is a little bit coilier, but it's still silky hair. And then once you get to 4A, it's a little bit tighter. 4B is tighter as well. And then 4C is like complete shrinkage, kind of matted hair textures.
So you've figured out that different styles of hair, types of hair, require different formulations. So you've customized your products to help people figure out what would be best for them.
Yes, I, my family and I, we use my hair products, and I'm currently talking to my friends about their hair. I'm always asking them what type of moisturizer they use. I'm always kind of offering my own, and I'm kind of just trying to help them with their own hair. I kind of study their hair types and different oils that go best with their hair types. And then I take that into consideration for my own products.
What a great thing to do. Is there a website that people can learn more about your products, or how would they learn more about them?
At the moment, I don't have a website, but we do have a business showcase in the spring where we get to showcase our business ideas.
Excellent. And if anybody is interested, if you were to contact us here at SLB, we would pass on the referral to you so you could get a hold of them. Let's talk to Latasia, who lives in Carlington. Or what neighborhood are you from?
I live in Carnegie neighborhood.
Yeah. And tell us about, you're 13.
Yes.
And any shout-outs or hellos?
Shout out to Miss Keisha, because I wouldn't have known anything about starting my own business if it wasn't for her. And to my mom for helping me through all of this with Miss Keisha.
That's terrific. So tell me about your business.
My business is Tay's Dazzling Designs. It's a nail and beauty kind of business, I guess you want to say. I make my own beauty supplies, and then I give, like, my designs are unique, and they can be whatever you want to be for people who want to pick their own style.
So when you talk about what, could you buy nails
yes.
from you? Do you actually do nails, or do you sell physical products?
I do nails, but I'm trying to expand it so I can do them and then sell them to, like, people who can't sit and get their nails done.
I see. So, and clearly, looking at my hands, I'm not the kind of guy that, I don't think I've ever had a manicure in my life, but are these products, like, you would apply to your nails?
Yes.
that you would buy?
Yeah.
And are there other, in addition to nails, are there other parts of the product line?
Excuse me. I have lipsticks, and I can make my own nail polishes.
Very cool. When you make making a nail polish has got to be tough. How do you do that? Don't give away any trade secrets here, but is it, I guess I'm thinking about the texture as well as the color. You'd have to be really precise. And I'm also curious, do you make it in a big batch or do you make it a little teeny bit at a time?
I just make a little bit at a time so I can see like samples of them. And then if I see that that's the right color, then I can start making bigger ones.
So one thing both of you are involved in, which fascinates me, is you're involved in things related to beauty, fashion, and really helping people feel good in their own skin, literally, or in their own hair, skin. And I think that's something that requires the human touch, like the skills you've learned. How can people learn more about your products? Will you also be at the Spring Showcase?
Yes, sorry.
And certainly you can contact me and I'll get you, people can contact me, I'll get them in touch with you. Have you set up a website or anything yet?
No, not yet.
Yeah, that'll be a good thing to do. So how does it make, how long have you had your business?
For 3 years.
Wow. And what about you, Amasha?
I just began the program last year, so I've only had my business for half of a year.
So I don't want this question to seem real funny or anything, but I'm curious, how does it feel to have your own business compared, like, before and after? Amasha, you're really close to it this time last year. You didn't have a business, now you do. In your case, Letitia, you've had a little more time to reflect on it, but can you describe what that feeling is to people?
For me, having my own business, I feel good in ways. It's like I'm more knowledgeable about certain things that I wasn't before, and I can teach other people. And also having my own business, it's like I get to reach out to more people. I get to be more interactive with others because I don't speak up as much, but whenever I have something to say, whenever I'm talking about my business, I do have a lot to say. And it kind of, I can help other people, you know, realize different things.
Yeah, you're very well-spoken. Does it
give you?
You're welcome. Do you look at other businesses differently than you used to? Do you think about, like if you go into a store, do you think about it from the other person's perspective? You know, what it must take to make their business successful?
Yes, I always think about the quality. I always think about the finances that go into making products. I always think about, you know, a person's journey, how they got there. And I try and look at other businesses, and if I see good aspects that I could use in mine, I try and, like, wean them into my own business. Not to copy them, but to just use them as an inspiration.
And what about you, Letitia? Compared to, you know, if you step back 3.5, 4 years ago before you started your business, I mean, you've changed in lots of ways between then and now, but how has the business changed your outlook?
It's like I'm I don't know how it changed. Like, I have my own business. I'm not copying off of what somebody else has done, and I'm only 13, and I have my own business, and I look at other adults that are trying to start their business. And it's just, like, how far I've gotten because of what Ms. Keisha has done.
Yeah, you've been able to – I'm glad you sort of made the reference to adults. You've already achieved something that a lot of people are afraid of doing or just don't have the skills to do yet. You've been able to do it and succeed. Has it changed any thoughts you've had about what you might want your future to be in terms of what you do for a living or how you live? Or
yeah, it's changed because when I was little, I just wanted to work with other people. I didn't want to be my own boss. I didn't want to have to tell other people what to do. But now that I've seen that, I can actually have my own business and not really tell people what to do, but like help people who are trying to do what they want to do. and just help them try to do it.
You strike me as people that would be really good at mentoring younger business owners or even businesses or people your own age who haven't started a business yet or even older, frankly. Have you had a chance to do that or do you think you would like to do that?
I don't typically mentor people on businesses, but I do like to mentor my friends, kind of help them with our schoolwork, if that can be in any relation to what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And mentoring other people, it does seem interesting to me, but it's not something that I would want to put my future into.
Yeah, it's a little early, too, in terms of business, since your business is so new. Have you helped anybody with their businesses?
I've tried to talk to people about starting their own business, and I would like to, in my future, help people and try to get them to do what they want to do and not just, like, listen to everybody else.
To follow their heart.
Yeah.
That was Latasha, who you just heard. She's 13 in eighth grade at Carleton, and Amasha before her is 15 and in 10th grade, and they represent hope for tomorrow. And the Business Bee is coming up. I want to turn back to LaWarren and Megan in our closing few minutes. The Business Bee is November 16th at Sheridan Senior Center between 6 and 9 o'clock. And these are Jeopardy-style questions. How many people are going to be participating, do you think? Well, you'll have kids from a whole range of ages, right?
Yes. I believe Amaja, I work with the 9th and 10th graders. So I know Amaja's class with Kasia, Jair, as well as Jasmine. I believe they'll be going against each other in a competition, and then as well as the other classes will be going in that same competition.
Did you bring sample questions with you? That's okay if you didn't. I just noticed you had something in front of you, and I wanted to be sure if you did that we use them. Would a typical question involve a definition I guess it's an answer, right? It's not a question.
The kids work on junior achievement curriculum, so a lot of the questions relate to the things they've been doing in their specific grade groups. So they are broken down into groups based on the level of understanding they already have about economics, supply and demand, building a business. And so the questions are relatable to, you know, for some of the older youth that are involved, they're going to have a little bit more complicated questions. And then for some of the fourth and fifth grade age students who are just being exposed to the business world, the questions might be, you know, a little more simple, but still things they've been doing throughout the last couple weeks of programs since school has started.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Will kids have their businesses up and running that night as well, or is it primarily an information exchange? Primarily the competition, the Business Bee.
It'll primarily be the competition.
Yeah, actually, that makes sense because kids are all going to be participating. There's nobody to take care of the store as they're doing it. We just have another minute or so. Is there anything you would like to be sure that folks know about the program that we haven't talked about? You're doing amazing work.
Yes, honestly, these kids are amazing. They show up and show out every day. They take advantage of what is actually in front of them to apply it to what they want to do as far as entrepreneurship as well as getting into college. So if you're interested in volunteering, I highly recommend it. Come out and see the kids. See how smart they are, how intelligent they are, and just how they're inspired to be great. And I highly recommend you to come out and see and volunteer if you can.
And this would be at Hope for Tomorrow.
Yes.
And you can get details. HopeForTomorrowInc.com?
Org.
Thank
org.
You. HopeForTomorrowInc.org.
And there is a Facebook page where Keisha Gomez does post a lot of updates about things that, you know, the youth are working on and some of updates with their businesses and some of the after-school programs. If anybody's interested in more information for their children, definitely reach out on Facebook or through the website where the application information is available.
And let me turn back to Letitia and Amaja. Anything else you'd like to say that I didn't get a chance to ask you? I want to wish you good luck at the Business Bee.
Thank you.
And thank you for being here with us this morning. HopeForTomorrowInc.org is how you can get more information about the Business Bee and about Hope for Tomorrow's programs.